I'm Todd Zwillick. 50 years have passed since the Equal Pay Act was signed into law, and the intention there was eliminating pay disparity. And yet, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics in Washington, last year women earned just 81% of the salaries of their similarly situated male counterparts. Now, on this issue, there's been no shortage of advice for women this year, especially from Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg. In her book, Lean In, she urged women to get better at negotiating their salaries and to plan their career trajectories more effectively. And that set off a media and cultural firestorm on the issue of female empowerment in the workplace. But our guest says one important issue has been left out of this discussion: mandatory wage disclosure in the private sector, where 9 in 10 of us work. She argues that when powerful women like Sheryl Sandberg focus on women's lagging negotiating skills, they're blaming the women for the wage gap, when the true culprit is wage secrecy. Marianne Kulo is chair of the Department of Law, Taxation, and Financial Planning at Bentley University. Hi, Professor.
Hi there.
Thanks for joining us. Wage secrecy, it sounds pretty simple. Is there a way to force bosses in the private sector to disclose wages? It certainly would make it easier for everybody to know where they stand.
Yes, it would. There is a way. Whether there's the political will to achieve it is a more complicated question. There are numerous statutes that require public employers to disclose the salaries of their employees, both on the federal and the state level. There is, therefore, a pretty easy solution, which is to copy those requirements into the Paycheck Fairness Act and require them of private sector employers as well.
Well, secrecy, of course, it's easy to see how wage secrecy helps keep people divided and drives down wages. But it seems to me that secrecy would affect women and men equally. A man who doesn't know what other people in the workplace make also can't say, I need to make as much as Joe, or I need to make a dollar more than Joe. So how do we know that it's not negotiating skills and planning your trajectory, the kind of things that Sheryl Sandberg talked about, and in fact it's secrecy that's harming women in terms of their wage fairness?
Okay, great question. First of all, it absolutely affects anybody who is being unfairly paid, male or female. My objection to the focus on women's negotiation deficiencies is not that they don't exist. It's that it shifts the focus of the public conversation away from the fact that we already have 3 federal statutes that require employers to pay men and women who are engaged in equivalent work equally. Equal Pay Act, Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and now the Lilly Ledbetter Act. And when we talk about negotiation, it sounds like employers only make decisions about what they pay in reaction to what employees ask for. And while that may be true in practice, legally, it doesn't relieve them of the obligation to make sure that they're paying people equitably. And you would not be able to defend yourself in court by saying, oh, well, the reason I pay Sally $10,000 less than Joe is because Sally never asked for the extra money. And when we focus on negotiating, we also have to remember that you can only negotiate from strength if you have all the information, right? Any negotiation teacher will tell you that first thing you do is do your homework. So if I'm going in to negotiate for myself, I'm probably just going to be looking for a merit raise, which is whatever the current percentage is in my industry and my company, based on last year's salary. That's quite different from going in and asking for an equitable adjustment, because I just found out that somebody who's doing comparable work is making substantially more than I am. So without this information, the negotiation itself, even if you perfect the skill, you're not playing with a full deck.
And then from the employer's perspective, since there's not an employer in this conversation, boy, if I'm the employer or the guy writing out the paychecks, I absolutely don't want to have to disclose every negotiation when it comes to salary. I mean, even to people who are doing comparable work, you might justify a different salary based on different amounts of merit or on how long you might want them to stick around in the company. There might be legitimate reasons for an employer to want to pay somebody else more, even if the work is comparable.
This is true. And there are models for addressing that. The model that I actually propose in the paper I've just published is modeled on the federal model, but it allows for annotation by the employer of education, experience, seniority, production, other reasons that might explain what appear to be on their face otherwise illegitimate pay discrepancies. The other thing about this, Todd, is that employers do have that initial reaction, but in truth, if you start looking at it more carefully, There's actually evidence to the contrary. There's a big 2008 survey of 10,000 employees that actually demonstrates that salary disclosure is good for the bottom line, that it increases employee intent to stay by 34%, and it increases worker effort by 15%. And some employers are starting to listen to that and do this voluntarily in the private sector.
Yeah, who's doing this in the private sector in a way that works or doesn't work?
The flagship operation on this is Whole Foods. They do complete transparency. Anyone who works in any part of the Whole Foods organization, from the corner store to the corporate office, has access to a notebook that contains the last year's salary information, complete compensation information for every other employee by name. And they can access that information at any time. Now, the reason I focus on Whole Foods is that they are repeatedly chosen as one of the 100 best companies to work for. They have very high employee morale, and they've implemented this system with virtually no cost. There are other companies. Dell and Costco have been written up quite a bit recently. They don't have quite the 100% transparency. They do the posting a little bit more anonymously. They post information more by bands. But more and more companies are kind of moving this way.
We will be waiting to see if disclosure across employers starts to lead to better pay equity. That's the point. Marianne Kulo, chair of the Department of Law, Taxation, and Financial Planning at Bentley University. Professor, in the spirit of full disclosure, I know you see this question coming. You want to tell us how much you made last year?
I'm not sure I want to do that on public radio.
All right. Well, Professor Marianne Kulo, again, chair of the Department of Law, Taxation, and Financial Planning at Bentley University, advocate for public disclosure of salaries. Thank you, Professor.
Thank you.